Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If life is stressing you out, you may have heard the advice to slow down, take a deep breath. Now, that can be easier said than done, but some of the tools or techniques that can help people manage emotional jitters are taught in mindfulness meditation classes. And a review out this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, looked at 47 studies of this kind of meditation and found evidence that it really can help people reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression. NPR's food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey joins us to talk about what all of this means. And Allison, first of all, tell us specifically what type of meditation are we talking about here?
Hi there, sure. A lot of people think of meditation as a very time-consuming practice. They picture Buddhist monks sitting quietly for hours upon hours trying to reach a state of transcendence. But what researchers were evaluating here is a practice of meditation that is much more doable. It's typically called mindfulness-based stress reduction, and it can be taught during an 8-week course, and it takes about 30 minutes a day to do. The whole focus of mindfulness meditation is to sort of train the brain to stay in the moment, you know, let go of the regrets about the past or anxieties about the future. It's really a technique to help you live in the present moment.
So focus, focus, focus. So give us an example of one study and how the meditation is actually done.
Sure. Researchers have studied the effectiveness of meditation for managing a whole range of medical conditions, everything from breast cancer to irritable bowel syndrome to fibromyalgia, depression. So let's take breast cancer as an example.
Okay.
Now, clearly, you know, with a disease such as breast cancer, the meditation is not used as a treatment for the disease, right? The meditation is used as a complement to the treatment. Think of it as kind of supportive care to deal with the emotional stress that comes along with it. So in one breast cancer study included in this new review, researchers enrolled about 160 women with stage 1 or stage 2 breast cancer. Mm-hmm. They were randomized to either an 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction class or to other kinds of more standard supportive care. Now, during the meditation class, participants are taught a whole variety of techniques, including visualizations, to kind of help shift attention away from things that cause anxiety. So, for instance, one technique is called the body scan. This is where you lie back on a mat and the teacher has you check in with each part of your body. You're told to relax all the tension in your jaws and you feel that. Then you relax all the tension in your neck and your shoulders and you feel that. And you slowly work your way down the body. And the whole point is to kind of stop the mind from wandering off into the future and to really focus and check in on the body. Now, what researchers found here, interestingly, is that after giving all of the women in the study questionnaires about 4 months into the study, the meditators experienced a significant improvement in what the authors called quality of life and coping compared to the other women. And there were also improvements in anxiety and depression.
Well, that sounds like very potent practice then. How long did the benefits last?
Well, the benefits really trailed off by about 12 months. And what this suggests is that if you don't keep up with the practice, the benefits quickly dissipate. So you got to really keep up with it.
And briefly, Allison, what does this suggest about this kind of meditation? Would it work for everyone?
Well, there are definitely differences in how people respond. At the end of the day, it's a discipline to keep up with the meditation practice. Not everyone can do that. And it's important to point out that the researchers looked at more than 40 different studies here. So in many cases, the benefits of meditation did not surpass other treatments, such as drugs and exercise. So what the researchers conclude is that meditation is an option that patients should know about. And importantly, it's not harmful, it's free, and it's something that people can do at home.
Allison Aubrey, NPR food and health correspondent, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And if you're looking for a mindfulness mantra, may I suggest? It's here and now. It's here and now. It's here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Olin College of Engineering, working to revolutionize engineering education at olin.edu, and lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at lumosity.com.